This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
How does someone like this, you know, come about? I mean, when we're talking about, and we've mentioned this before, of just pure evil, and I agree. I think there's few and far between, but I think Lori Vallow-Daybell could very easily be one of those people. How are people like that created? Are they evil from the get-go?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I remember years ago, if you ever remember, it was like Saturday Night Live, and there was this lady, and she was a church lady.
Yes.
And she goes, was that Satan? Remember
yes.
that?
Yes. She was, yes.
That's who I think it is. You know, so if you've not seen the movie Nefarious, maybe you need to.
Yeah.
Because I do think that there is evil. There mm-hmm. is an evil that this human realm would never understand. But I think somehow they've opened that door to it. Mm-hmm. They've allowed this in their lives. And then whatever it was that, you know, and scripturally, it just says that they get filled, seven more demons is stronger than the first, and they fill them.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about it, how are they capable of doing it? Well, first of all, they don't have human compassion, where most humans have a belief in some goodness, a good God of something, or some sort of spiritual healing.
Sure.
And you don't have that. And you have this false doctrine that you've allowed yourself into, which is on the, and speaks to you and tells you what to do, and you start doing it. You don't think they've invited their friends in too? They literally opened the door up and invited all the guests to come mm-hmm. in. And then they don't have that, those normal feelings like humans have. Mm-hmm. I truly believe it, and I have seen it happen. You know, I mean, and the reason why I say this, I have seen a person morph in front of my face. And when I had a defendant I was hired to work with, and I literally, in front of my face, saw this man's eyes go completely black on me, in front of my face, and then tell me that he started smelling weird things, and he was tasting, his mouth was really bad. I'm looking at the attorney, I'm going, holy shit.
Yeah.
Are we looking at the devil?
That's like exorcist stuff, Susan.
Yeah. Thank God he was shackled. But seriously, I saw this with my own eyes. And I know it's possible.
Yeah.
And I think Lori Vallow is one of them. That's why she will never have the empathy.
Yeah.
How is she going to get rid of it? When your core is dark, it's black.
That's true.
There is no light in here. It's only black. And then you start thinking that you're listening to these demonic voices that are telling you what to do. And she's thinking it's God.
Mm-hmm.
They're right. It's God, but it's not the God in heaven. It's the God of this world that is infiltrating her with all of these crazy thoughts and feelings. And that's how these cults are formed.
Yeah.
You know, I've met so many of, like when I was at CrimeCon, I met a gentleman who was one of the main guys at the Waco and went in and captured one of the girls. And the stories he told about it, that what length of indoctrination that these people went through, even through when that was, the whole building was on fire. And the only reason why the one woman threw herself off is because she was going to blow everybody else up. Mm-hmm. There was one woman who was trying to grab out of there, was still had explosives on her. So the point is that he had them so convinced that he was Jesus Christ, and all of them, their own, you know, their whole life is the afterlife. And they believed him. They were so indoctrinated. There are people that are so indoctrinated like Lori Vallow, that I think that in entire self is a huge case study. Because yeah. I think it's fascinating. How did you get to this place? What did you enter into your life that you didn't ever resolve? And what parts of your life that it started this narcissism and antisocial personality disorder? Because you just don't wake up no. like that. You know, there are things in your life that get you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And certainly Lori Vallow got there. It would be a nice touch, though, if in the new trial she does the black eye thing. Like that would be kind of fun.
What's the black eye thing?
The black eyes, where the eyes turn black, like you just described.
Oh, jeez, I know. No, you don't want to do that. I mean, it was like, oh dear Jesus.
Yeah.
Please, Lord,
That would convince a lot of people who would question that. I think that, no, this evil does exist, and she certainly personifies it.
Does a person, you know, because I teach threat assessment. What do you see in a person's face when they lose emotional control right before they're going to attack you? Because as I just taught this last week to a group of the Fire and Safety Council, mm-hmm. and I teach them, what do you look for in a person when they're about to lose control? Mm-hmm. And you look at their emotional state of premeditated before they're actually going to carry out the act. And then when they morph into losing complete and total emotional control, physiologically, this, to see the difference in that, because I teach what to look for in those facial expressions. Mm-hmm. But in Lori Vallow's case, I think it was all calculated. It wasn't that she lost her temper. It wasn't that she lost emotional control. She was indoctrinated that these children were zombies and believed they were zombies, and they had to rid them because they were the ones on Earth. They were supposed to change everything. The thing is, I'd like to ask Lori, if I had her in the room, I'd like to know, where's your portal? Because why didn't you just leave?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.